Hello and welcome to Stories from Springfield, where we build a bridge between satirical cartoons and harsh reality. I am joined here today by David. Mate, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Have you overcome the sadness from yesterday's loss?
No.
No, you have. Of course, I'm talking about the State of Origin. You're still feeling sad about that?
I'm just feeling a bit blue.
You've been a bit blue?
Yeah.
I've been feeling quite maroon.
Oh, yes. Maroons.
Morose. Cool. I'd like to tell a story. I guess we're going to tell a story together today.
All right, let's do it.
So this one is a little bit about punching and a little bit about bullying.
Those are not my favorite things, I guess.
Well, I assume that everybody has had a newfound love of contact sports that I have this year. So everyone's going to enjoy it as much as I will. I would like to talk about an episode called The Homer They Fall, episode of The Simpsons, which is a very clever title, I thought. So basically the premise is that Bart, he gets this new kind of belt and he takes it to school and he gets bullied and he kind of gets like beat up.
Is this like a kind of Batman belt, is it?
No, it's a special belt. You know, he's kind of, it's got all these functions, like he turns around the corner and he presses a button and it's got like a turning sign. And he goes, yeah, so
I remember the bit where the bullies are chasing him.
Yeah.
And he's like, he presses the left arrow and then he runs right.
Yeah. But he also has another function where he presses the thing and this kind of flag on a parachute comes out and it says, call the police. Can't you read? Call the police. So he gets beat up, and what happens is Homer actually confronts all of the fathers of the bullies that beat him up.
And that goes well, right?
Well, they meet him. He meets the fathers at Moe's, and he ends up just getting beat up in the same way that Bart gets beat up. But Moe notices that he gets beat up pretty bad by all these, I think, three or four fathers. But it doesn't really hurt him or affect him. Like, he's just kind of fine.
Yeah.
And Moe kind of reveals that he was initially a boxer. And he sees Homer's ability to take a punch. And so he actually decides to sign Homer up, who is not an elite athlete.
Close.
He decides to sign him up as a boxer. And he goes in kind of these boxing competitions. There's particularly, they put on a boxing competition and it's just at Moe's. I'm not sure the logistics of that, but it's at Moe's bar. And there's this like guy comes in with a bindle like over his shoulder, like a homeless boxer.
I'm sure it's sanctioned by the IBF. I mean, that has to be.
And he's literally boxing for his lunch. But anyway, so the problem with Homer and boxing is that he has two main problems.
Right.
One is that his punches are very weak. And the second is that his stamina is very poor.
Right, so he can punch not very hard and for a very short period of time.
Very short period of time. So Moe tells him that his strategy should be that he just kind of takes the punches until the other person wears out and then he just kind of taps them and they fall over. So that kind of works in the amateur scene where he's fighting these people who aren't really professionals. But that Moe lands a fight with this professional boxer, Dredrick Tatum, who is a parody of Mike Tyson. He is a great Simpsons character. There, on as a side note, there's an episode where he made, you know, a later episode where Dredrick Tatum makes a speech at the school and Skinner comes in afterwards and he says, oh, that was really a KO. And you think that he's kind of cool and he knows this boxing term, but then he says, yes, a knockout oration. And you realize that he's really lame. But anyway, so Homer gets in a fight with this Mike Tyson-esque character, and it's not going to work. He's going to die.
He's probably too good at punching.
Yeah, right? He's very good at punching. And so, in the end, Moe flies in on this hoverboard thing. This, like, fan.
Yeah,
that he
it's
wears
not
on
really explained why he flies in on kind of a hoverboard fan thing.
No, and then he actually saves Homer. I think they actually call this machine that he has a paramotor.
A paramotor.
And anyway, he gets Homer out, and the end of the episode is him saving people from natural disasters. So anyway, I guess the premise for that is that we have a professional boxing match, which is a real mismatch.
Right.
And so, very excitedly, last week, we found out that there was a very interesting, perhaps the most talked about fight of all time. Conor McGregor signed to fight Floyd Mayweather.
Maybe talked about by you, I'm not sure.
Well, here's the thing. I was very excited. I was doing radio last week, and I found out because you sent me a text. So that was fun.
See, SMSs contain useful information even in 2017.
Even in 2017, you don't need your WhatsApp or whatever it is the kids are using.
Tell me what the kids are using.
I don't know how they communicate. Some kind of brain wave. Some kind of
direct human-to-human interface.
Yeah, so anyway, so there's this boxing match. We're going to talk a little bit about that. I guess this is going to be the story from Springfield, which is closest to a Joe Rogan Experience episode.
Well, I don't know what that is.
Oh, okay. Well, Joe Rogan is this amazing podcaster. Probably the biggest podcast in the world, really.
Bigger than Marc Maron?
Yeah, probably.
All right.
Maybe comparable.
Equipod.
And he's the commentator for UFC.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so he talks. That was my longitudinal reference. So he mentions when they're
grappling or punching in the groin. Or octagonal shapes, I guess he talks about a lot.
Kicking as well. Don't forget kicking.
Sorry.
Yeah, so anyway, this is the one that's most like that, but we're not going to plug Dollar Shave Club.
Right.
If anyone's seen a photo of me, they know that I'm not an advocate of shaving in any form.
Well, I think the price of your shave is probably higher than your income.
Oh, man, if Tom was here, he'd probably have another income-based jab. Anyway, speaking of jabs, Conor McGregor is going to be fighting Floyd Mayweather.
He's good at fighting, man.
It is a mismatch in a way that it is someone who has a professional record of 49-0 versus someone who has a record of 0-0. Conor McGregor hasn't had a professional boxing fight.
Because they're different sports, right?
They're very different sports.
One is in kind of a quadrilateral-based shape. The other has twice the number of sides. So how does that affect the tactics?
Well, the tactics is Conor McGregor is not able to kick or throw an elbow or to do takedowns, any kind of grappling or wrestling.
Can he bite someone on the ear?
No, although that has been a feature of professional boxing before. But I saw an interview with Dana White that said that there's something in the clause in the contract that says that, you know, if he does that, he loses his money. He'll basically get sued by Mayweather's production company and...
For kicking? Or
he'll lose all... kicking or grappling or something.
Okay.
Anyway, one theme that I wanted to take from it was I really loved his confidence. That's one of the reasons why I love him so much. He has never fought in a professional boxing match. He is fighting potentially the best boxer of all time, particularly the best technical from a defense standpoint.
Right.
And he's completely adamant that he's going to win.
So how much does he get for this?
$100 million.
Right, I'd be pretty confident for $100 million.
Yeah. Well, I mean, just imagine if you or I had that kind of confidence, what we could achieve in life.
I can't think of it. I don't have that kind of confidence.
No, neither do I. I guess we'll have to tune in on August the 26th to see what happens when you have extreme confidence that gets you into a bizarre scenario.
I think both men will agree that peace is the answer.
Probably. Well, we'll have to see on August the 26th. Anyway, Dollar Shave Club, you might want to buy it, you might not. Chi, thanks for joining me on Stories from Springfield.
No worries.